Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Free Talk Live Radio, where you control the airwaves. You can do so by calling in at 855-453 with F as in freedom. That's 855-450-3733. I'm your host, Vincent. In studio, we have...
It's Ian.
And, Ian, you had a little bit left of Phase 3 to talk about regarding Trump's... Not Trump's, but the federal government's plan to reopen the country.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds so optimistic, right? Hey, it's coming back! Everything's coming! Well, no, apparently not everything is going to be coming back. They've got a three-phase plan here that they are, and apparently this is the guidance being given to state governors. So the states, of course, can adopt these rules, presumably or not. So what sort of a patchwork will we see as far as, you know, when this is all said and done, or if it ever is all said and done, who knows? We do have some specifics from California, or at least some scary details from California that I can relate to. But a lot of this stuff hasn't been nailed down yet. They haven't really made any of this official, but the federal government has made an official 15 or 18-page document that we went through in the last hour with these three different phases, roughly having to do with individuals and employers, and so they will allow these different phases that have to do with when the states in question have no evidence of a rebound satisfying some sort of a gating criteria, whatever that means, like however many people are infected over a certain time frame or whatever. I don't know what that means. But then they allow for different things to happen, and the final phase of this is the most open of the phases, but even still is not like it used to be. All right, so this is the end of the document. I'm at the end of the document. Phase 3 is where vulnerable individuals can resume public interactions. So prior to this, in phases 1 and 2, they were telling vulnerable individuals, stay home. Don't go out. So they're saying vulnerable individuals can now go out. They should practice physical distancing. And then when you get to the specifics for employers, they say that gyms can remain open if they adhere to standard sanitation protocols. Bars may operate with increased standing room occupancy where applicable. And finally, large venues. This is the part we didn't get to. So, for instance, sit-down dining, movie theaters, sporting venues, places of worship, can operate under limited physical distancing protocols. Now, they don't get into details on what that means, so it's going to be up to each state government to make these decisions, or if we actually had freedom, it'd be up to each individual and each individual business to make these decisions. But that's not how it's going to work. It'll be all top-down, command and control. We'll be still living in a prison planet situation. But they're basically saying that, yeah, you can reopen your movie theater, but you have to have limited physical distancing protocols. So we were talking about this during the break. What does that mean for movie theater?
Oh, it's going to be the final nail in the coffin for theaters. It's going to be for malls.
Well, if I'm going into a theater, normally I'm sitting next to people. I'm in a row behind people. There's people behind me in the row behind me. Are they going to start being? Oh yeah, movie theaters. You can reopen. You just have to make sure that the previous capacity that you had for 250 people in a theater is now going to be 75. And everybody has to be at least two seats away from everybody else. Maybe that'll be 25. I don't know. I mean, I don't know how insane this is going to end up, but given what we've seen over the last 3 weeks or 4 weeks, I expect it to be entirely insane and completely destructive.
Yeah, absolutely. And these people who are reporting on it, I mean, we're not reporting on or who are suggesting it, reporting on it, we're not saying it reluctantly or with a lament. People are getting into it. They're liking it. They like that this is the new normal.
Oh, they're excited about protecting everybody. We got to be stay safe. Stay home.
Stop the spread. It's it's here.
Let me give you a clip here from the California governor. Okay, so this was the California was the first state from what I've seen in the media over the last week to come out with something as far as like how to supposedly reopen the economy. And you knew it was going to be bad. It's California. So we can hope that it won't be this bad in New Hampshire, but we don't know how bad it's going to be. So there's six indicators that Governor Newsom in California say will guide California's decision-making about allowing businesses to reopen. The ability to monitor and protect our communities through testing, contact tracing, isolating, and supporting those who are positive or exposed. Contact tracing sounds to me like they're talking about tracking people that have this thing.
Oh, absolutely. We're doing that in the United Kingdom with an app. That you, if you're through the phone.
And that app, as I understand it right now, is voluntary, but that may change. The ability to prevent infection in people who are at risk for more severe COVID-19, the ability of the hospital and health systems to handle surges, the ability to develop therapeutics to meet the demand, the ability for businesses, schools, and childcare facilities to support physical distancing. So let me repeat that. If you, as a business, cannot support physical distancing as handed down to you by the California government, you simply won't be allowed to reopen. So you will do what they say, install plexiglass, restrict the number of customers that come into your business, or whatever arbitrary crap they try to shove down your throat, or they just simply won't let you reopen. And finally, the ability to determine when to reinstitute certain measures, such as the stay-at-home orders, if necessary. So until they get all this crap figured out, the governor's saying, we're not going to reopen.
This is going to bankrupt the country.
Newsom said the changes won't happen all at once. Quote, there's no light switch here. It's more like a dimmer, which is a funny way to put it, right? You're dimming the economy down to zero. That dimmer is this toggling back and forth between more restrictive and less restrictive measures. More individual accountability, more individual responsibility as it relates to face coverings, as it relates to practical physical distancing, more individual responsibility if you've been exposed to the virus, that we isolate you, he says. And the governor acknowledged the state will, quote, look different as restrictions lift. So again, trying to prepare people like this isn't coming back. What you had 2 months ago, it's not coming back. He says restaurants won't have as many tables, for example. Quote, you may be having dinner with a waiter wearing gloves, maybe a face mask. Dinner where the menu is disposable, where your temperature is checked before you walk into the establishment. Can you imagine this?
Oh, we're entering a brave new world. And I think people will accept it. I have the results of a Gallup poll here. This is from the same article from Breitbart. They asked people, once government restrictions on social contact are lifted and businesses and schools start to reopen, how quickly do you think you would return to your normal activities, including interacting with people in the public? Only 20% of those surveyed from April 3rd through 5th responded immediately, and 71% said they would, quote, wait and see what happens with the coronavirus before resuming. So this is after the government opens things up. According to the survey, Republicans, 31%, are more likely to predict a return to their normal activities right now. Quote, few Americans are ready to get back to normal right now, and as the country looks to the future, some segments of society have grown even less comfortable with the idea of resuming normal daily activities and interpersonal contacts, Gallup concluded. The Harvard researchers stated in order to implement on and off social distancing, quote, it will be necessary to carry out widespread viral testing for surveillance to monitor when the prevalence thresholds that trigger the beginning or end of distancing have been crossed. They explained, the observation that strong temporary social distancing could lead to especially large resurgences agrees with data from the 1918 influenza pandemic in the United States, in which the size of the autumn 1918 peak of infection was inversely associated with that of subsequent winter peak after interventions were no longer in place. Treatments or vaccines for the COVID-19 infection would reduce the duration and intensity of social distancing required to maintain control over the epidemic, they explained. So we're holding the country hostage until they get a vaccine out.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this is going, I mean, I don't think that this vaccine is going to be voluntary in the sense, like,
it'll be voluntary. It's just you won't be able to leave your home
volunteer. Yeah, but you're not going to be able to get hired. You're not going to be able to go to the grocery store. You're basically going to be shut out from society. And unless you're self-sufficient, it's going to be take the vaccine or become a bum or a social, or not
yeah,
a bum.
Yeah, become a pariah.
Outcast.
Yeah.
And it's sickened. So, I mean, I don't know. I'd say that's worse than going up door to door with a gun, forcing people to take it. Because in this case, it gets people to love their enslavement.
Yep.
855-450-FREE, F as in freedom. It's 855-450-3733. When we come back, we're talking about a study show Americans are lonelier than ever and upper mental tolls. This is Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at marketfreetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. Marketfreetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, marketfreetalklive.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
When we adopted Buddy, who is a lab, we didn't know that he can't eat like a normal dog. He has to eat sitting up, sit up, so just put him down. His life expectancy maximum is 3 years. Well, he's 6 years old now, and I attribute most of that to Dinovite and a lot of love.
DINOVITE.com.
I heard about Dinovite on the radio and started mixing it in with his food. And it's changed everything.
Dinovite is nutrition.
Yes, he has a nice shiny coat. Yes, it helps with keeping a good, healthy weight on him. He's happy, he's healthy, and he's going to be with me for a long time because of Dinovite.
Dinovite for life.
We take him to the vet now, and they can't believe it. I love my dog. I want him happy and healthy, so I give him Dinovite.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my Dinovite from DINOVITE.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com. Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at GCNLive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at GCNLive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Welcome Welcome back, everyone, to Free Talk Live Radio, where you control the airwaves. You can do so by calling in at 855-453-F as in Freedom. That's 855-450-3733. I'm Vincent, your host, and we are joined by...
It's Ian.
And before we start talking about the effect this lockdown is having on people's mental health, I want to talk to you about Divi. The next generation wallet is coming to Divi. In just a few taps, you'll be able to spend, earn, store, and exchange digital money in seconds. Divi says you'll be able to send money around the globe in only a swipe and instantly exchange between Divi, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. There's no need to wait, though, as Divi already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with her multi-tiered masternodes, allowing anyone to earn by supporting the Divi network. When a new Divi wallet launches, because of Divi's relationship with Western Union, Divi will be in 200 countries, including the United States. You can learn more at diviproject.org. That's diviproject.org. So now this is from the New York Post, this article. Study shows Americans are lonelier than ever due to coronavirus lockdown.
You don't say.
And although I will say, to quote the snake from The Little Prince, it could be lonely among people, too. 4 in 10 Americans are lonelier now than ever before as a result of a coronavirus pandemic, according to new research. A survey of 1,055 Americans asked respondents to think about how the outbreak is affecting them and revealed it's caused loneliness to hit new heights at 44% of those surveyed. Hear that, Ian? It's another symptom of the coronavirus,
right?
Is loneliness.
Once again, blaming the coronavirus. They're constantly saying, oh, it's the coronavirus that's shutting things down. Oh, how's the coronavirus affecting you? Well, most of these people, again, it's not prevalent, probably haven't been affected by the coronavirus. They've been affected by the fact that these government gangsters are putting their violent foot down and stopping businesses from being open, putting people out of jobs. Record numbers are, you know, going to be out of work here very, very shortly, if not already. And they got nothing to do but sit around. There was some study that showed people are watching 8 hours a day of Netflix now.
That's not
depressing or anything like that.
No, I don't even. I can't imagine there's that many things that good on Netflix to watch 8 hours worth each day. Well, was it Netflix or was it just streaming?
Maybe just
content?
Streaming.
Yeah, I mean, what I saw was streaming content. And it continues, and these feelings of loneliness were found to be part of a wider effect.
I mean, hold on, before you go on, like, I find myself doing this, right? I don't watch a lot of television, but I've got a couple series that I like to watch. I'm watching the Better Call Saul show, for instance, and I find myself watching this wondering, what will television shows be like in the future? Will they show the old world? Or will television dramas and shows be sort of brought into this new world where people are masked up everywhere and everybody's socially distancing from each other? Like, I can't even put myself outside of this insanity for long enough to not think about it during one of these shows. So how many other people are sitting there watching, you know, whatever favorite shows they might have, or they're probably through their favorites at this point, if they're watching 8 hours a day and they're trying new things. But how many people are just sitting there thinking, oh, look at that. They used to sit together at restaurants. I remember when I used to sit with people at restaurants. You know, like, how depressing is it to watch people living the old way? Because that's how all the shows are.
Yeah. Well, at least until they start making new ones, which will be, you know, whenever. Because I imagine, like, for theater, well, at least for me, my experience in theater, we had to stop because...
Production's halted.
Yeah, absolutely.
They can't even finish the last episode of The Walking Dead because the editors can't work from home. They've got all the fancy editing equipment and, you know, Warner Brothers or wherever they got to go to.
But what I'm thinking is, it's depressing, right? Looking at how the way the old things were, but they could also, if they incorporate social distancing into new shows when or if they start making them, then it's just going to acclimatize people to this new reality.
More propaganda.
Right? No, absolutely. Yeah. Like Operation Mockingbird, where the CIA would dictate plot points for media to try and, you know, essentially brainwash people. These feelings of loneliness were found to be a part of a wider effect. If social distancing and quarantining continues, a fifth of respondents, or 19%, said it will have major implications for their mental health.
Yeah.
Commissioned by the University of Phoenix, a survey found Americans have a wide variety of concerns in the current moment with health, mental, and physical first on the list. Results revealed respondents' top concern to be their loved one's health, 71%, followed by their own, 61%. Other respondents were worried about experiencing increased anxiety and not being able to pay bills as a result of a pandemic. 3 in 10... were concerned about missing out on celebrating milestones, while 27% were worried about feeling prolonged loneliness or depression.
27%?
Yes, so about a third.
Uh-huh.
With so much unpredictability...
More like a fourth. But regardless, it's a significant number.
68% said they feel like everything is out of their control, and 53%...
How many out of control?
68%.
Yeah.
Well, yes, I mean, like...
That's depressing right there. Well, maybe it hasn't manifested as depression, but to feel as though your life is completely out of your control, to be 68% of Americans to feel that way, which it's true.
Yeah,
because most people are doing what they're told, even though they could act free. You know, they could come out. Michigan, of course, had the protest yesterday. I think they covered it on Free Talk Live. You guys covered it last night.
Yes, we did.
The people, you know, coming out and blocking the streets and, you know, having this motorized protest. We've got one happening in Concord, New Hampshire on Saturday. So, like, you know, you could act like a free person. You could go out and stand up for yourself and your freedom. But if you buy all the government propaganda about this disease, you'd be afraid to do that.
Well,
so it's working brilliantly.
Absolutely. But, you know, there might be an upside to all the social distancing here. We have this Dr. Dean Asselinia. While many people only associate negative feelings of social distancing, there could be several benefits embedded in such opportunities. He's the counseling department chair at the University of Phoenix. Reach out to an old friend, but instead of texting or emailing, make a phone call or use video chat to build up a more meaningful connection. Build activity in your day by trying something new or settling a small goal for yourself. All of this is
something you could have done that before.
Exactly. Yeah, this is what people. This is just now an excuse. Start a new fun project or challenge that you could share with friends or loved ones. Engaging in activities and interacting with people that have.
Well, that's not. That doesn't have anything to do with handling social distancing. That's just a suggestion to spend your time on.
Yeah, to cope.
You've got more time to spend, so do something new. Learn a new thing. And that's not bad advice, mind you. I mean, when you're in prison, you've got plenty of time to do new things. You can't do as many new things because you're in prison. But, you know, if you hadn't done home workouts before, now you've got time. You can do a few sit-ups.
If you didn't know how to make alcohol in a toilet, now you could learn. Or
No. Alcohol is essential. You can go and get that.
Oh, that's right. That's right. It's a good point.
They want people to drink heavily to forget their problems.
Oh, yeah. And then even if they do get angry from you, alcohol makes people angry. No, but I don't know anything about that. Then the hangover the next day, the government doesn't have to worry about it. So how are you coping? Are you starting to become depressed because of this? You could let us know. 855-450-FREE, F as in freedom. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block. And that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for everyone to use it in everyday payments, we need a new architecture. One that's as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says governors will be able to implement their own plans in reopening their own states from coronavirus shutdowns.
Governors will be empowered to tailor an approach that meets the diverse circumstances of their own states. Every state is very different.
In a White House briefing, the president also says states will receive government support throughout the process.
If they need to remain closed, we will allow them to do that. And if they believe it is time to reopen, we will provide them the freedom and guidance to accomplish that task.
Treasury Department and IRS officials are working to distribute all of the stimulus checks to eligible Americans as promised. The Wall Street Journal is reporting that many Americans did not get their checks or got the wrong amount. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Welcome back, everyone, to Free Talk Live Radio, where you control the airwaves, which you can do so by calling in at 855-450-FREE, F as in freedom. That's 855-450-3733. I'm your host, Vincent, and we are joined by...
It's Ian.
And we're going to continue. Now, we're actually pivoting. Before we go to the phones, I just want to give a teaser. We're pivoting away from coronavirus news now, thankfully.
Really?
To, yes.
There's
to,
other news?
Yeah, I know. I mean, you know, wasn't there just always the coronavirus? Like, people are acting as if this is like, you know, the movie 12 Monkeys, right? Because I saw... They had the phrase post-coronavirus world. It's like, what, you think we're going to have to live underneath cities and, like, you know, wearing bubble suits and everyone looks like the Michelin Tire Man?
I have other news, too, actually.
So you'll never guess who pressed Bernie Sanders to drop out of a race. But before that, we would go to the phones via the Discord call-in line where Dave from New York is on the line. Welcome. Thanks for the call. What's on your mind?
You can hear me, right?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Because I was listening to the radio today because I was out and about today. People say, oh, you're supposed to be social distancing, not going. I go out every day because I will not be a hermit. I don't like being a freaking hermit.
Good for you.
I got things I got to do.
I never thought I would agree this much with Dave, but man, I totally am with you on this, Dave. I also go out every single day.
Can't sit home and be a hermit because, you know, I got to do laundry, food. I do the Instacart thing.
It's good to know that you're doing laundry. That's important. It's important for hygiene.
So you're listening to a radio. What's the point? What did you notice on the radio?
I thought this thing would be over by, like, maybe the end of April. And then I hear Andy the Crook. I don't like him at all. I hate him.
You're referring to Governor Andrew Cuomo of New York?
Things, but like it's. I don't want to say the word because you know we're live or whatever. But I just don't like him, and I thought this whole thing would be over by like maybe the end of April. But now I hear May 15th. Really, Gina? Really? What the hell?
Did you hear that the governor in New York is now going to order all people to wear masks when they're in public?
A mask, if somebody makes me a Decepticon logo mask, I don't, because like, all I can do is like maybe walk around with like a kitchen towel or like, you know, something to cover, like a kitchen, half kitchen towel or something to use on the refrigerator or something. The only way, you know, if somebody can make me a Decepticon a mask or something, and I'm over here in Dutchess County.
Why don't you give us your address in case somebody wants to send it to you?
P.O. Box 313, Pleasant Valley, New York, 12569.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, Ian, there's a video where you sent Dave that package. Right?
I didn't send it to him.
It said it was from Ian Freeman.
No, it wasn't me.
Package. Anyways, thanks, Dave. Thanks for the call, Dave.
He's normally, Dave is incredibly repetitive and hard to handle, but he's right about this one.
Oh, yeah. And, right. That just puts to shame all of these so-called libertarians who are freaking out, you know, going along with this lockdown, right? When, you know, when Dave from New York is more pro-freedom than you are.
Yeah, that's
you know,
a sad time.
So, 603-283-6160.
That works.
That's the old.
You can get that number.
855-450-FREE, F as in freedom, 855-450-3733. Now, with the upper number, it's hard because the mic is blocking my view, so mm-hmm. I have the lights. So, you'll never guess who pressed Bernie Sanders to drop out.
No, I probably will never guess.
It was your mic is muted now. It was Obama.
Barack Obama.
Barack
okay.
Obama.
Former that would have been my guess, actually.
Former President Barack Obama was one of the central figures behind Senator Bernie Sanders' exit from the presidential race, according to a report from the New York Times. While Obama failed to publicly support his former running mate throughout the primary race, he quietly worked behind the scenes to encourage the Vermont senator to exit the primary race, having several phone conversations with him over the last few weeks, according to the Times. Former president reportedly made the first call to Sanders at the end of March as the coronavirus pandemic worsened, and Sanders' campaign continued to falter, reportedly citing the need to, quote, accelerate the end game. According to the Times, Obama informed Sanders that he had largely accomplished his political goal in moving the party further to the left. And it's an excerpt here. So it just repeats it. That much is certainly true for Biden, who over the course of his campaign has embraced positions once deemed too radical by the party. By the end of a race, Biden...
Like kid-touching. JoeBiden.info.
I think that's, I mean, for politicians, I think that's a normal thing. By the end of a race, Biden had openly called for raising taxes, embracing some form of Green New Deal, and providing government-run health care for illegal immigrants.
How are they going to raise taxes now? I mean, nobody's making any money.
Well, and that's when they want to give people all, like, you know, a universal basic income. And
there's been a proposal for $2,000 a month of UBI on the table now. Apparently, there's a new bill at the federal level that would bring a $2,000 check to everybody every month during this shutdown.
And from what I saw, it'd be regardless of if they submitted a tax. Mm-hmm. Tax. So in theory, I could get some of that money, which is why I 100% support that new bill. According to the Times' sources, Obama, quote, mostly listened to Sanders, who was in a reflective mood, speaking candidly about his post-campaign plans and feelings about the race, the kind of conversation
who
cares? Never had before. Well, I mean, I like the bell.
I can't stand this inside politics crap. I don't care if Barack Obama's talking to Bernie Sanders.
Well, I think it just shows that the DNC was always against Sanders. I mean, even to the end, even to now, they're against Sanders. And I think what did Sanders' campaign was his coronavirus thing, because even though Joe Biden somehow was beating Bernie Sanders, and I think it's mainly I agree
he
with
was
Trump
in the primaries.
Yeah, and I agree with Trump that Elizabeth Warren's purpose in the race was to siphon off delegates from Bernie Sanders.
Could be.
Because, yeah, I mean, it's like with a spoiler, right? She was a spoiler candidate. But because of this coronavirus thing, I mean, I've only been seeing Joe Biden on these big, talk shows and such. So, you know, Joe Biden was getting pushed. To be fair, he was a front runner, but it was still, the race was still up in the air, right? I wasn't going to count Bernie Sanders out until after the Democrat National Convention. But, yeah, I mean, Bernie Sanders was sort of like a media blackout about him. I think the only thing that I saw him recently was was Cardi B, right? He did like a
set. Is that some singer?
Yeah, I think so. So, I mean, that was, I think the odds were stacked against Bernie.
Well,
and, I mean, that makes me think, what do they have planned, right? Because, like, for them to rig the race for Joe Biden, right, a doddering, senile, old creep and fool against Bernie Sanders, who had like pretty much every single college, like a majority of college students and young people
yeah,
like under age of 40 would have voted. He was able to get people excited, Bernie Sanders. So it's got me thinking, what are they planning? Why are they supporting Joe Biden so much?
Well, whatever they're planning, Joe Biden and Donald Trump are going to implement it. So it's coming. Police authoritarian medical prison planet state. That's what they've got planned. But I've actually got a news story, Vincent, that isn't related to coronavirus, that is way better than politicians talking to one another. And it's hilarious. You want to hear it?
Absolutely.
Here's the headline. NPR reporting, hoping to save the postal service, people rush to buy stamps.
And okay, so it's not the Onion, it's not Babylon.
No.
This is a real news story.
No, yeah, people are so worried about the United States Postal Service because there's been headlines recently about coronavirus killing the Postal Service or whatever.
Well, it's bad it was going to be bankrupt, and although the Postal Service
bankrupt
for almost its
entire
existence.
Not its entire existence, but for the last 15, 20 years, I mean, they've been, ever since email came about, it's been the beginning of the end for the Postal Service, and we've reported here on the billions of dollars that they've lost every single year, and so thousands have taken, NPR reporting that thousands have taken to social media in the last few days in support of the U.S. Postal Service. With the agency in financial trouble during the coronavirus crisis, Twitter users are urging others to buy stamps as a lifeline for the beleaguered agency, as though that is going to somehow save this pathetic bureaucracy.
And what are we paying taxes for? We'll get to it. 855-450-FREE, Epson Freedom. This is Free Talk Live.
Oh, so you're wearing a mask every day now? Where are you getting them?
The same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com. And they're handmade.
Really?
Just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks.
And good price?
That's the best part. I get a 10-pack for only
$6. Wow.
Yes, as a public service, we're now sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality, more breathable face masks, only $6. Our face masks are hypoallergenic, latex-free, and made for stress-free all-day wearing. Or choose our N95 respirator masks, 2-pack for only $6. Supplies are limited, so place your order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company right here in the USA. Go to sunny-bay.com and purchase your disposable face masks online. 10 masks for only $6. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@GCNlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Welcome back, everyone, to Free Talk Live Radio, where you control the airwaves, but you could do so by calling in at 855-453. And I want to talk to you right now about Intercoin. Now, thanks to Intercoin, every member of a community can receive a periodic airdrop of money that they can use on necessities. The UBI, stands for Universal Basic Income, can be funded by outside donors or by the community democratically voting to gradually inflate their internal money supply. Community currencies powered by Intercoin enable communities to help their own without waiting for the federal government and without disincentivizing paid work. The arrangement is completely voluntary and democratic. Intercoin is attempting to regain some of our freedoms that are threatened on the internet and in meat space. We think that is important here on Free Talk Live. So important that FTL accepted $40,000 worth of Intercoin tokens from Intercoin Inc. for advertising. If you think freedom is important too, check out Intercoin at intercoin.org. Or .org. You can invest in this project and potentially make big gains or just be involved and perhaps shape its future. That's intercoin.org. And so in studio, we are joined by...
It's Ian, but we've got a special guest who just joined us. Chat room participants on our Discord server will know him as Lumpy. I don't know, is that the handle you want to use on the air? Do you want to use...
Yeah, Lumpy's good.
Okay, Lumpy's
my friends
good.
Call me Lumpy.
All right, Lumpy is in the studio with
Only
us.
Only the old people will know who Lumpy is. So.
That's true.
That's good. Well, welcome. Glad to have you here.
Thanks, Vincent.
And
you escaped Massachusetts? How did you get out?
And there were no cops on the way up here. And I usually drive like an old man, but I got this little Saab that's really hauls.
Okay.
And there was no traffic, so I made good time.
Sweet.
Yeah, it was
that's
nice.
That's what I heard. There was a lady who has come up from Massachusetts to a few of our crypto meetups over the last, well, more than a few, but recently a few. And she said that when she crossed the border into New Hampshire, the traffic went up by 3 times between Massachusetts and New Hampshire, that there were way more people. And did you notice a difference at all when you crossed over? Or it is pretty late at
night.
I
mean, it was busy earlier. I think I got out of there at about, I don't know, I'd say about 3:30 this afternoon, and then I got up to Hollis, visit my
which
family,
is in New Hampshire.
Which is near Nash, which is over. Like,
did you notice a difference crossing over?
Not really. Yeah, I came up Route 3, which is a pretty big road, four lanes. It was pretty smooth sailing the whole way. Everybody was flying.
But I mean, as far as the traffic is concerned, you're saying there was about, it was about the same?
No, but I always feel the same thing that, you know, I don't know why it is. It's a psychological thing. Whenever you cross the border from Massachusetts to New Hampshire, especially, mm-hmm. it's like a weight is released off your shoulders.
Yeah.
It really is. I didn't take off my seatbelt.
Right.
But
well, I mean, it's sensible to wear a seatbelt. But you're the only person there. I've talked to three people now. One guy who works regularly, a listener of ours who works in Massachusetts, lives in New Hampshire. He says there's a difference when he goes from Massachusetts into New Hampshire, that there's more people on the roads. And she said that's you're the only person who has said there it's been about the same.
Yeah, it was about the same. It's been pretty busy. Like down in Dennis and Yarmouth on the Cape, on Cape Cod, which is where I live, there's plenty of traffic during the day.
Good to know.
Gas prices are down.
What are they down there?
I
saw $1.90 on the way in.
$1.71 at the cheap store. Yeah.
All right. I'm hoping we hit a dollar.
Yeah, I'm hoping so.
I want to see 99 cent gas again.
I wonder how that would be with all hyperinflation and you know how the dollar has been. You know, I wonder how it all works out.
Well, apparently it was, I think, Minnesota last week. There were some stations that were at 80 cents.
Nice.
So it's already gotten below a dollar.
Yeah. And, you know, growing up, I remember via climate alarmists, they were saying, I'd see some of, they'd say that gas was going to be like $10 a gallon by 2020, and it would be lines, and it would be terrible. Oh, we're going to run out. And yeah, no, it's another example of why we're wrong. Waiting patiently on the line is Larry from Indianapolis. Thank you for the call. What's on your mind?
Hey, I remember the gas wars of the 1970s. Where gas was 25 cents a gallon, but after that we had a inflation of about 15% for mortgages. So I guess it's a trade-off. Anyway, I just wanted to talk a little about when we do open our commerce back up, we have to do all or nothing. You can't have a restaurant with people walking around with face guards and other stuff. When you go in to have a meal, you pay a premium, right? Mm-hmm. And you want your servers and stuff to be attractive, and you want them to be friendly.
Right.
I mean, you cannot have our society on any level if it's not all or nothing.
If I wanted to go to a hospital cafeteria, I'd go to the hospital cafeteria.
You know,
if I want to go and have a nice meal out, I have a certain expectation. And they're talking about just completely ruining that that experience for people.
They can never do it, and they can never also.
Oh, they're gonna.
Our relationship, they do, they're damn darn fools. But
you heard the statement earlier from the California governor, right?
I heard him talking, but
he said servers in California are going to have gloves on, they're going to have masks on, they're going to give you a disposable menu,
free full-body condoms for all.
That's rotten. Hey, that's rotten. People are going to rebel against that.
That puts the F in freedom, let me tell you.
There's not a lot of evidence that people are going to rebel against that, especially in California.
Yeah, well, I tell you what, they need to go ahead and open things up. And for all these high-priced paid athletes, you're definitely not going to have no basketball or either football because you got to practice, you got to be in close contact. And just think of all those men who have spent their whole lives doing that profession and have trained themselves, and they're going to lose all that money. So whoever's doing this, or if it's Dr. Fauci, and you can look up Dr. Fauci on Google and find out that he was played a part in the AIDS epidemic, and he was sanctioned for that. So I think Dr. Fauci really is a false prophet, and he needs to be crucified.
That's a little much, but yeah, no, I absolutely agree, and thank you for the call, Larry. Yeah, I've seen pictures of Dr. Fauci with like David Rockefeller and George Soros and all the usual suspects, and just a few months ago he was saying that the opposite of what he's saying now, that it's this thing is going to be fine, and yeah, I definitely think Fauci is 100% a bad actor. It was just trending on Twitter just a few days ago, it was Fire Fauci. And Trump retweeted a tweet that had hashtag Fire Fauci, and when asked about it, they said, why'd you retweet that? And he said, I don't know, but he wouldn't fire him. I certainly do hope he gets fired or arrested.
It won't make a difference.
Yeah, no. Well, I mean, probably not arrested, but at least fired. Because I think this is all according to planted takedown to the U.S. economy and just have it be a power.
That's what I hear people keep saying. But what I mean, I understand that's a byproduct of all this that's happening. But what makes you so sure that that's what's happening?
That this, I think because they could just do what Sweden is doing or Belarus is doing, right? Just treat it as if it's any other normal
seasonal flu.
Yes, well, not necessarily the flu, because I understand people are concerned just because of how virulent it is and how it affects people with pre-existing conditions. I mean, I think that if this was about, like, if they were being altruistic, it would be the people who, they would quarantine the people who are at risk for it instead of quarantining everyone. You wouldn't have them labeling certain businesses as essential and other businesses not. This is destroying all the small businesses, while businesses like Walmart, Amazon, or, you know, at least in Walmart, you know, Amazon's internet-based, so it's different. They're still being allowed to have, they're still allowed to have a brick-and-mortar locations open, just albeit with a few changes, and they're the ones getting the stimulus money, right? Not the small businesses. So that's my view. And I understand your point. I don't think it's a, I can't say I'm 100% certain this is this is a plot. But from the research I've done, that's what I'm leaning towards.
Well, I'm not going to say that the coronavirus itself was a plot, but the plot has definitely come out after the coronavirus, and the plot is, and I think you're onto something here, Vincent, is to impoverish people even further, to take businesses that were on the edge, you know, maybe they were just barely paying their employees and just barely getting their rent paid. Well, they're all going out of business, all of those businesses, because there's no chance they're going to come back from this.
You have Americans living paycheck to paycheck, don't even have $500 in savings. Now they're going to be more dependent on government than
ever.
And you even had Rahm Emanuel himself on television repeating his famous quote saying, oh, never let a good crisis go to waste.
He said that recently again?
Oh, yeah. I covered it a few weeks ago. But, I mean, he said it the first time, and then he said it again. It's like these people have no self-awareness.
Right. This isn't helping the American people. It's empowering the American governments.
They're going to give them this little stimulus check, which all they're going to do is buy booze. And, you know, it's not enough to do anything with, maybe pay off a couple of bills. And they're going to be, what's that going to be able to buy in a year anyway, if they're printing out all this money? And that's just hush money. That's all it is to keep you, it's hush money, just like Social Security, just like all those things. They give you a little bit of money, give you enough to be comfortable, and they like you to be dependent on the government. They love you to be dependent on them.
Exactly.
Because they can just print out more money. They can just add zeros.
That's a good point. It's just enough money to keep people happy, but not enough for them to become independent or start their own businesses. 855-450-FREE.
You can't start a business now anyway.
Yeah, that's a good point. FSN Freedom. This is Free Talk Live.
It's a hand sanitizer.
Did you see that video?
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.